I think that's kudzu. I've seen kudzu before,
it's,
and I believe
it's getting ready to take over by far the country.
Is that right?
Really? It gets going.
I believe there's some right over along the highway over there. I believe Henderson does have some.
I think they tried to kill it all off, and I think they got it.
Do you think they got it?
I don't know. Can't remember.
Well, that's still high. That's still low.
What about the place where a farmer's cotton or corn would grow? You'd call that a
field.
What about something, maybe where you would grow peas, maybe something like a field, but possibly smaller?
You're talking about a pea patch.
Patch, yeah. So there is, you do distinguish between a field and a patch.
Well, I don't really, but I've heard of a pea patch.
Do you think of a patch as being smaller than a field?
I would. But you see, what I would think of it, you know, a small gardening, I would consider it a garden. And I think most people call it a garden. I don't think most people call them a patch. I have heard of a pea patch, but most people just talk about their vegetable garden or their garden. And that's usually a small, as differentiated from a large, huge area where they really grow it for selling on a mass scale.
Get back to fences for just a minute. Have you ever seen this type of fence people usually have around their yards or their gardens, and it's usually painted white?
The picket fence?
Picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
not too many of them around here, but they used to have more than they do now.
Well, what about, talking about barbed wire fencing, these things that you would string the wire across when you're putting up the fence, those would be the...
The poles. That's all I call them, fence poles.
Yeah, are you familiar with this thing that would be used for digging the holes for those things?
Post hole digger?
Post hole digger.
That's what they call PhDs around here.
probably not a bad...
No, we just had this one man just really used to tease a friend of ours that has a PhD, and he was always calling him a post hole digger.
Yeah, are there any walls or fences around here made out of loose stone or rock, anything like that?
There probably are. I haven't seen the ruins of them. I know there are some that have been built lately.
What would you say that your best dishes are made out of?
China.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that that a farmer might use to try to fool a hen into laying?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard of a nest egg?
I've heard of a nest egg, but I thought that was money.
Could be, yeah. Or some kind of artificial egg.
No, a nest egg to me simply means that's some amount of money you've got set aside for.
What about if you were going out to the barn or wherever to milk your cows, the thing that you would take with you to catch the milk in?
A pail.
Call it a pail.
But I'd really call it a bucket. You think of a milking pail, but if it were not being used to milk, I would call it a bucket.
Well, are bucket and pail the same thing to you then?
Mm-hmm.
What do you usually think of it being made of?
Heaven, some sort of metal. I guess it wouldn't be aluminum, it must be tin.
Have you ever heard of any kind of bucket that might have been kept around the kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs?
Oh gosh, that sounds gross. I don't know.
What?
He said some kind of bucket that's kept around the kitchen to throw scraps for the hogs. No.
Yeah, it's being primitive around here. You have never heard of a slot bucket?
Yes, I've heard of a slot bucket.